Hello, my name is Janice Sutherland and welcome to Phenomenal Woman, where we share the success stories of women who have been there and done that. From the good, the bad, the ugly and everything in between. This is real talk by real women. We will share with you the highs and lows of their journey and give you honest insight on how you can navigate same with confidence, integrity and a smile. So I'm delighted to welcome the delectable Dee Hutchinson, coach extraordinaire. Dee is the creator of transformation programs Detox, Departures and Diva. Not only that, she's the international best-selling author of The Hard Facts About Soft Skills. Dee describes herself as a digital nomad, and I'm very jealous here, having moved countries month to month, and so far has lived in over 18 countries. So Dee, I don't want to steal your thunder. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and where you come from.
One, thank you for having me here. It's a great pleasure. I'm very excited to be interviewed by the wonderful Janice Sutherland. I'm Dee. I'm originally from Ireland, 45 years old, currently coming to you from the Canary Islands in southern Spain. I am an entrepreneur, a very recent entrepreneur. Although I've been attempting to be an entrepreneur for my entire life, finally feeling that I've grown up at 45 and managed to do it. But I was in the corporate world for over 20 years. I specialized in customer care, customer experience, leadership roles, later going into learning and development. But my passion has always been people, people development, seeing people get on, and working for myself. So my number one value is freedom, which was not met while I was in the corporate world, unfortunately.
So that leads me on to the next question I was going to ask you. What has been your key motivators for your career choice? Because as you said, you spent 20 years in the corporate world and now you've branched out to be on your own.
Yes. Key motivators when I was in the my original career choices were made around people. So not necessarily companies, but I really enjoyed working with people and I got into leadership at a quite young age. So leading teams has always been something that I found really, really satisfying. So in my early years, it was around leadership and teamwork. Okay. That was my main motivator. But more recently, it has been about making meaningful changes in people's lives. As much as I could do well in the corporate world, I always felt a little bit constrained and bound by the rules of the corporate world.
Yes.
So I knew I could affect change in someone's development or how much coaching I could do with them one-on-one, but I couldn't affect change in what salary they got.
Right.
Or necessarily their promotion or even in their personal life. So I knew I had an awful lot more to offer, but I was a round peg in a square hole in my corporate life. And now I'm just a round peg in a round hole.
Excellent, excellent. So you talked about transformations and making a difference in people's lives. What has been the biggest transformations you've seen with the people you've worked with so far?
Oh, present company excluded?
I should let you in on a secret. Dee's actually my coach and she's done a phenomenal job of working on me.
You've done a phenomenal job of working on you, let's be clear. Do you know what? One of the best things about my job is I'm constantly astounded by the transformations that people go through, that they give themselves permission to go through.
Yeah.
I mean, my job is only to facilitate someone getting the growth that they want to get or achieving a goal that they want to achieve. And my job is either to cajole and influence and sometimes get pushy and bossy so that people get through their own BS, for want of a better word. But I have so many examples of amazing transformations, whether that's people leaving the corporate world to become entrepreneurs, getting health, having the body that they've always dreamed and wanted, getting out of a difficult relationship. And ultimately, it's about people putting themselves first, starting to choose to get in control of what they really want, start to take action with that, even though it may be comfortable. And it's amazing how quickly people can get results when they make up their mind to do something.
It's almost as if they need, I know for myself, we almost need permission to actually do that.
Yes. People forget that we all ultimately are in control of our own decisions. We control how we choose to feel about things. Yeah. We control the barriers. However, it's easy to forget that because we're busy serving our boss or serving our wife or husband or partner, serving our kids.
Yeah.
That we forget, oh my God, actually, you know, if I chose to do this, I could.
Yeah.
So yes, we are all in control, but sometimes it's quite convenient to forget that. And these excuses as to why we're not achieving what we want to achieve.
They all seem right at the time when we're thinking about it.
Totally.
So you touched on being bossy and, you know, having to boss people around a little bit. Within your career, has there been a time where you've been assertive and people think you were bossy? And how do you deal with that? How did you deal with this and overcome it?
So yes, I remember working in Italy. They weren't used to having Irish people on the team and they would politely call me the direct Irish girl.
I wonder why.
And I wasn't being bossy at the time. I was just, I suppose, speaking my mind in it. In that time was considered bossy.
Yeah.
And my natural style is honest, actually. I'm not a bossy person. However, honesty is really important to me. So if I don't say what's on my mind, it literally makes me ill. And that can be uncomfortable for people who don't feel comfortable with speaking up and don't feel comfortable with sharing their opinions. And in most cases, if people weren't happy with it, I either left the job because life's too short, or I'd coach them to help them share what they had on their mind rather than be upset about me speaking mine.
Okay. So has there been a time where you've confronted a challenge and things have gone horribly wrong? So how do you cope with these situations and try and regain your confidence when it's been this tough, when it's been tough?
I like to say that I don't just fail smallly, I fail spectacularly. I don't do things by halves, and that includes my character building experiences. And I've had multiple challenges, particularly on my entrepreneur journey, where I've been way out of my comfort zone, not knowing what I'm doing all the time and just sort of, I suppose, trusting myself and or winging it at times. And that hasn't resulted always in the answers that I wanted or the results that I wanted. And in some cases, pretty bad decision-making. However, I've always believed that there's no such thing as failure, only lessons. And I think that's the only reason I still am where I am now, is that when I saw a challenge, when I didn't get the results that I wanted, I would step back and look at what have I done? Where am I responsible for this? What's the lesson in this for me? And I learn that lesson and move on very quickly.
Okay. So what's the biggest lesson you've had so far?
Trust my instinct.
There was a time when you didn't do that.
Yes. So my biggest mistakes... Now, and hindsight is a great thing.
Yes, it definitely is.
The mistakes I made, the more spectacular ones, were at times when I wasn't trusting my inner voice. I wasn't trusting my intuition. I was making decisions that I thought made sense. But they were generally about feeling I needed help, or I needed other people around me, or I needed to learn more, when actually I knew myself that I knew enough and I could rely on myself, but I wouldn't believe, wasn't ready to believe that I could do this on my own. So really it's, and from every day now, I remind myself to trust myself and listen to my instincts.
So but adding on to that, if you could go back and change one thing, what would it be and why?
What would I change? I wouldn't change the decisions that I've made because they've got me here. However, my lovely other half, I have a wonderful Italian man who has suffered because of my decision. Because I never asked his permission and I never told him what was going on. And I look back and thankfully he's amazingly supportive person. But I think he unnecessarily suffered because of decisions I made, and I would regret that.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so just moving on from that, many of us are known for self-sabotaging and undermining our own abilities. How do you navigate confidence issues and get out of this vicious circle?
First thing is to identify the sabotage, because you can't fix what you don't know and you're not aware of.
Yeah.
So the easiest thing is to look at the patterns in your life. Where, pick a goal that you're constantly trying to achieve and you never get there. It's like the diet you set on a Monday and you're standing in front of the fridge on Monday lunchtime just stuffing food in your face.
You know, sorry.
A lot of us can relate to that. So look at the goals that you constantly set and you don't get the results that you want. And that, because that is obviously a pattern. Yeah. And ask yourself, what's the fear happening underneath that? Or what is the beliefs I have about myself that aren't serving me that are causing this pattern of behavior? Because the pattern keeps repeating itself until you learn your lesson.
Right.
So in that example of dieting and exercise and sabotaging that, well, maybe you believe you don't deserve to have the body of a supermodel, or you don't deserve to put your health first and other people should eat better, like your kids will have a proper meal, but you won't put a proper meal in front of yourself. That you believe you're lazy because you can't get off the sofa to go for a walk. And I can guarantee you no one is, this is not about lazy. It's about your underlying motivation and what you feel you deserve. So get aware of the patterns and the behaviors that just aren't serving you in your life and then get curious about them. Okay. What's the fear? What's the belief that I would need to change? What do I need to let go of? Yeah. What could I do differently?
Yeah, I can definitely testify towards that, because that's been one of the process you've helped me with over the past couple of months. So it's been very, very useful to do that. So share with us a success quote or mantra that you use and why it's meaningful to you.
How more D can I be?
How more D can I be? We don't. Can we deal with more D?
Yeah. Whole other levels. And this is a recent one for me, and it goes back to trusting myself.
Yeah.
Success with my business has only come recently. And it came when I decided to give myself permission to be myself, back to
giving permission. Yes.
And listening to my intuition. And since I decided to do that, my business has gone from strength to strength.
Excellent.
And now when I'm hesitating on something, or I feel unsure, or my confidence is dipping, I'll ask myself, how more D can I be? Is this as D I can be as possible? And that is serving me really, really well.
Excellent. Now, we can't all be D. So, and you talked about when building up your own confidence. So are there any practical tips you can give our listeners on how they can build their confidence? The small things you might do on a daily basis to help you get through this, and faking it till you're making or whatever.
Yeah. I suppose one, give yourself a break. We're all brilliant at criticizing ourselves and we are our own worst enemies. And when you become of that inner voice that's nagging at you all the time, you'll realize you would never say to anybody what you say to yourself.
You
would just never do it. And it's being able to take a little bit control and becoming aware of that voice and sometimes telling it to shut its mouth when it's not helping you feel good about yourself, or make it go sit in a corner. And remind yourself of everything that you are good at. Remind yourself of your gifts. Remind yourself of your strengths.
Yeah.
Remind yourself of how you make a difference in the world and to other people. Remind yourself of things that people say to you or come to you for, because you're really good at it. Yeah. And it's just, and it's nice. Actually, I get goosebumps just saying it. It's just being kind to yourself for a moment and giving yourself permission again to remind yourself of what you really are great at.
Because I just went through, I created my own 30-day self-care challenge just to go through and actually take some time to think about me, which is something we don't do very often at all. Yeah. And I think it's a very useful practice just to take 5 minutes and think about, okay, what can you do for you today?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And some people think that that's a really selfish thing to do, you know, taking time for yourself, when actually you can only be as good to others as you are to yourself.
Yes.
And if you want to be a great role model for your kids, for your teams in your office, for your friends, it is inspiring to see someone who can be kind to themselves and be nice to themselves, because that gives other people permission to do the same.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. So what has been a book that's influenced your career journey, and why have you chosen that book, and what's been your learning?
Okay, this is the question that I was dreading. Totally dreading this question. But I just, and I was deciding I could make up a book. I could go Google a great book and say, oh, this is the one, and sound amazing. Or I could tell you the truth.
Tell me the truth.
The truth is, I stopped reading books. I actually made a deliberate decision to stop reading probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
Okay.
I've always been an avid reader, particularly autobiographies, anything around improvement, you know, personal development.
Yes.
I love neuro-linguistic programming, language, that sort of stuff. But I realized my book reading was a sabotage pattern.
In what respect?
So I would say to myself, oh, I can't launch the business yet because I don't know enough.
Right.
Or after I read this book, then I'll know enough.
Yeah.
Or after I've done this training course, then I'll know enough. And I was never knowing enough. So I was using my education or my perceived lack of knowledge as a block to taking action. And as much, and I work in an education business. I love education. However, it doesn't, reading books doesn't serve me well for where I am in my life right now. I need to trust Dee, that Dee knows enough. And even when I don't know it, I'll work it out. So I don't have a book right now.
Okay.
But when I do, I'll send you an email. I'll let you know
what it
is.
Thank you. Thank you. So it's almost like you have the old adage, analysis, paralysis by analysis.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So taking back a few years, and we've already given, you've already given the top of the top of the conversation, how old you are. But what would you, what advice would you give your teenage self?
Never smoke. Don't start smoking. Which I've since given up, but we could have done that earlier. But it would have been around being brave and trusting herself. So, and I think my teenage, the teenage version of me did trust her. My trust was lost or beaten out of me somewhere along the way.
Yes, it happens.
But I would have told her she knows enough to get through anything that will be thrown at her in life, and to just relax and, and trust herself that she'll come through it.
Excellent. And if you could choose your own mentor, who would it be and why?
Now, this is like the book one for me.
Okay, okay. You stopped giving up mentors.
Yeah. I used to be a big believer in mentors, but I found, particularly as a sole entrepreneur, like yourself, in my own business, I have very few mentors that I can relate to.
Yes.
Because you have the Oprahs of the world, and of course I'd love to be able to sit down with an Oprah. But how is Oprah, what am I going to really learn that's going to help me be, I don't want to be Oprah. I love her, but that's not what I aspire to. I have an online business that is very specific. I break all the rules of business. I'm not following any particular path, just going for it. And I love it. And actually, I don't want anybody else's advice right now.
Okay. Okay.
But if I could have a mentor, if I could choose, I think the mentor I'm searching for is someone who has scaled a small online coaching business into something that has major reach. I want to be able to reach as many people as I can, as quickly as I can. And I'm kind of working that out at the moment. So if there's anybody listening who knows how to do that, please will you be my mentor.
It sounds like you're in a great place, you know, to have that freedom, feel that confident in what you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even with the people I coach, as soon as someone clicks that they know enough, that no matter what happens, it'll be okay. And you can see the fears start to fall away when people actually start to go, do you know what? I've got this. And even if I don't know it, I've still got this. And even if something bad goes on, I'll still get this. The whole need for education, the need for the mentor, the need for anything other than just to enjoy what you're doing, it's amazing. And people get there really fast as soon as they decide to go, do you know what? I've got this.
It's true. It's very true. So what are the three things you'd say you've learned about yourself during your career?
What have I learned? I'm very good with people.
Okay. Okay.
And I can't explain how I'm good with it, but I've got feedback all through my career. People tell me stuff they don't want to tell me. I just sit and look at them and I don't say anything, and people just fill their souls to me, which is very annoying for them, but that's why I decided I think I should be a coach. So I have an ability to create really a great trusting thing very quickly. Number two, what have I learned about myself? I'm very resilient.
It's a great skill to have.
And I think number three would be related to that. I have no shame or embarrassment about failure.
No shame in your game.
No, I don't care if I look ridiculous. I don't care if people judge me. I don't care about falling flat on my face. Just doesn't bother me. And I think that has been really important in helping me move forward when I've messed up.
That's great. So what would you say are your imperfections, and how do you embrace them? Because we all have them, and we sometimes try to hide them, but how do you embrace them?
By wearing Spanx.
I hate those things. Whoever invented them, it's torture.
Because when I think of imperfection, I immediately go, so my self-image is a real problem for me. Yeah. You know, I'm never slim enough. I never look well enough. So Spanx are certainly one way that I manage that. But I think it would be when I doubt myself.
Okay.
There's always an element of self-doubt, I think, underneath the surface with me, particularly right now when I'm doing new things. And again, it's recognizing that I'm feeling it and getting curious about why I'm feeling it and sort of going, do you know what? Yeah, this is uncomfortable, but my goals are inspiring. And if I don't do what I do, there'll be people that are waiting for my help and couldn't and don't care how I feel.
Yes.
So I turn it around and say to myself, Dee, you're being selfish with this BS. You're being selfish with this doubt because there are people waiting for you to show up right now. So show up. So I give myself a telling off.
Yeah, good talking to. Good to have a word with yourself.
Exactly.
So obviously we talked about the corporate career and you're on the entrepreneur and you're entrepreneur and branching out on your own. So what are the key piece of advice you would have to our listeners for maintaining work-life balance? So making sure you don't burn out. I think we've been in that, having both been that corporate world, it's easy enough to happen. So how do you make sure you avoid that situation?
Get it out of your head that the company is going to look after you.
Yeah.
It is not in, as much as they will tell you that your welfare is in their interest, it's not true, particularly when companies come under pressure. It is about the bottom line. So you have to stop waiting for others, whether they be businesses or friends or even family. Don't wait for others to take care of you. You decide, give yourself permission to put yourself first.
Yes, I was about to say
and
that.
And work from there.
Work
from there. It's as simple as that.
And as women, I think we find that incredibly difficult because we either have the children, we have the partner, we have the work. And as you said, we said earlier about, having some self-care or self-preservation or me time. You know, we do feel guilty about doing it. We do feel guilty about doing that. But I'm of the opinion if we don't take that time out and we burn out, who's there to support the people we want to support?
I totally agree. Even my lovely Italian man gives me a little glass of orange vitamin stuff that he makes every morning. And I don't like drinking it.
Yeah.
But when he gives it to me and he says, if something happens to you, this ship goes down.
Yeah.
And it's not about me feeling embarrassed or, oh my God, look, I don't need this.
Yeah.
It's about actually taking myself seriously and my business seriously and my responsibilities to him and the people I love seriously. Yeah. If I don't look after myself, I can't look after anyone. Okay. So again, it's selfish not to put yourself first.
Yes. And it's self-preservation. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation.
Totally.
Yeah. So we're coming down to the last few couple of questions now. So what's your definition of success? We all have different definitions.
Happiness. For me, it's happiness. I of course I would love to be wealthy.
Yeah.
Of course, my ego would like to be on the front page of a magazine.
Just a matter of time.
You know, there are bits and pieces, of course, I kind of aspire to that I think a successful entrepreneur is or does. But ultimately, I want to be happy. And that means doing something I love with people I love and respect. That I wake up in the morning excited about the day ahead. And that hopefully with all of that, that I have a lifestyle and particular financial security that would require me never to have to worry about a bill again.
Oh, wow. That'd be nice.
And I think that's not bad. If I get there, I'd be very happy.
Yeah. And lastly, what does it mean to be your own hero?
What does it mean to be my own hero?
It
feels like a relief.
In what respect?
That I don't have to rely on anyone else to be my hero.
Yeah.
Don't they say, be careful of meeting your heroes? You know, I have found sometimes a little bit like relying on myself, my intuition. When I've gone to look for others to be my hero, I've been disappointed. With the exception of my mother and father, who are my
heroes. Yes.
That just goes without saying. So the fact that I can now, that I now know that I can rely on myself, that I can trust myself to be enough no matter what.
Yeah.
And that I think is sort of what we look for in our heroes save us. And I know I can save myself. I don't need any goddamn man on a big white horse coming to save me because I've got this. That is a relief. I didn't always feel that way until that now. Yeah. Absolute relief.
So Dee, it's been fabulous and a delight speaking to you today. And thanks so much for taking the time out. I'm sure everyone's loved listening to your journey. But if they want to work or you're getting in touch, how can they do that?
So either come on my Facebook page. So you can search for I Am a Detoxer. I Am a Detoxer, all one word. Or just email at dee@deehutchinson.com.
Excellent. So thank you very much, Dee Hutchinson, and we will speak to you again. Thank you.
Thank you.
So thanks once again to the fabulous Dee Hutchinson. Thank you all for listening. It's my pleasure to show up here every week and connect with like-minded women like yourself who want to live their life to the fullest and be empowered to take their career to the next level. Remember, you are the author of your own story. You control the narrative and you have the power to give your story a happy ending, so own it. So if you want to know more about how you can work with me, visit janicesutherland.com for more information on how I can help empower you to move from I wish to I will. And please take the time to share this with all the other phenomenal women you know. Until next time, bye.